Welcome back to Boston Public Radio. Jim Browdy and Marjorie Egan. Today we're wrapping up our series of one-on-one interviews with gubernatorial candidates. Charlie Baker used to be a regular until he announced we've had all the Democrats. Today, Evan Falchuk is here with us in Studio 3. Evan, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, thanks so much for coming in, Evan. So I know you've started a new party. I want to ask you about that in just a second. But reading through your position papers, you sound to me pretty much like a Democrat. What am I missing?
Well, it's interesting because since I started this about a year ago, creating this new United Independent Party, I've been told that I sound like a Democrat. I've been told I sound like a Republican. I've been called other things as well. And, you know, at the end of the day, I think it's part of the problem is that we try to put everybody into these boxes, into these categories, left, right, Democrat, Republican, and we lose sight of the ability to say what's the right answer. You know, what's the right thing to do that addresses the problem, not what's the most politically expedient or what's the one that fits into the ideological lens that we want to use.
Well, I put you in a box, too. I had the exact same separately.
Thank you.
I read your material. I put you in the same box that Marjorie did. You sound like a moderate to liberal-leaning Democrat. Where, when you say, don't put me in a box, where do they not get it that you're, what is it called, United and Independent Party?
Yep, exactly.
That it and you do. Give us an example.
Well, the way I describe it at the highest level is saying pragmatically progressive, which is where some of those thoughts might be coming mm-hmm. from, but fiscally sensible. So what that means is, you know, we have to protect everybody's civil rights. We have to make sure that we give help to those who need help. And we have to do it in a way that doesn't involve wasting money. We have to do it in a way that involves being transparent, open, and accountable with voters. And the perception of voters, fairly or unfairly, is that the parties aren't offering that anymore. They don't offer that combination of I want to be pragmatically progressive and fiscally sensible.
You sound like a Republican.
Same.
Evan Falchuk, one of the things I was unaware of, I mistakenly assume you're running as an independent, a la Tim Cahill last round. You're not. You're creating a third party, and you're
right.
running on a third party ticket. Is
that's
that
right? Yeah.
Why that route rather than just as an independent candidate?
Well, I mean, there's no shortage of candidates out there who run for their own personal reasons, whether it's for, you know, we hear about redemption or we hear about a good challenge in your career, but not so much about something that's bigger than one candidate in one election. And look, our politics has become polarized for sure, but also very disconnected. 53% of voters in Massachusetts are unenrolled. They're independent of the two parties.
People should – so if you don't know what that means, it means that who are not registered as Democrats and Republicans, it's stunning. A majority of voters unenrolled.
Majority of voters. And we're the number one by percentage in the country here in Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. So there's something that people aren't getting. And, you know, we have 63% of the races in the state legislature the last two cycles have had no opposition in them. You know, you get the ballot and there's just one person. So you need a new platform. You need a vehicle by which new people can get involved in the political process. And we've got an opportunity to do it given the dynamics of what's happening in our country today.
We're talking with Evan Falchuk, and he is running for governor on the United Independent Party. Sorry, Evan. Give me an example. You talk about how we need common sense and transparency. So give me an example of something you think is done the wrong way that you would do differently as a member of your party.
It starts – I'll be very specific. I just want to say at the beginning, it starts at a very, very high level. You know, I've been in more than 50 cities and towns in Massachusetts over the last several months meeting with voters, not activists, just voters, mm-hmm. you know, in lots of different settings. And the consistent message I hear from people is that they don't have confidence or faith in the state government. And they're pretty sophisticated about the differences between the state and the federal government. They just don't trust it. They think that the system is somehow, you know, rigged. You know, it's not transparent. It's not honest. It's not representing the priorities.
What's not transparent?
Spending is the number one thing that grabs people's attention. And that's why
where's the money go?
Where does it go? Does anybody really care how it's being spent? And so to me, the highest priority of the next governor has to be to rebuild that, re-earn the trust of voters. And the way to do that is to start with the budget. Now, most of the state spending is, to be fair, disclosed online, although frankly, when you go look at it.
Which started with this governor, did it not?
It did. But you go through it and it's like seeing a long Excel spreadsheet. You don't see the context of where and why that money's being spent or the results for what we're spending on. And you see a lot of spending that doesn't make a lot of sense. It can be small things like the fact that they spend $300,000 a year on bottled water in the state house. Bigger things like almost, you know, $380 million on printing. The sort of tax breaks that we've seen for large companies, the public companies like Intel or Athena Health that have gotten, you know, Intel got a $300 million tax break to keep a factory open in Central Mass. Athena to hire people in Watertown, buildings they already owned. So voters see that and they say there's something not right. Because I've heard that there's not enough money to provide computers in schools or to pay for needed transportation projects or for job training or for all manner of initiatives that don't get funded because we're told there isn't money when it's there. And so if – think about this for a second. If only 3% of our state's spending is misallocated, and I think it's more. Most people think it's a lot more. That's $1 billion a year that will be available for all these things.
Yeah, but Evan, one of the problems – let's assume you're right on all this. And I would assume that most people, at least under sodium pentothal, would say at least 3% is misspent. You take office as governor of an independent party. Maybe you run a legislative candidate or two. You enter a legislature that is – you enter a building where the legislature is 98-97% Democratic. Mm-hmm. After you've been saying they're not transparent, they don't want you to know what they spend on bottled water. Why do you expect, realistically speaking, that even if you were lucky enough to win or unlucky enough to win, mm-hmm. why do you expect that even one member of that legislature is going to want to make you – successful, unless you win 80% of the vote, unless there's some uprising amongst the people, which right. realistically speaking, there other than maybe Jesse Ventura, there's not been much with third-party candidates.
Right. No, you don't have to go to as far away as Jesse Ventura. Just here in New England, in Maine,
Angus King
was elected twice as an independent and governed effectively. And now it's been elected to the U.S. Senate, where they surely could use independent.
Tim Cahill got like 8 points, didn't he, or something last
yeah,
time?
Yeah, he did.
Pretty well known, much better known than you.
Yeah.
And he got crushed in the last election as a third party candidate, an independent candidate.
Yeah, and every race is very different. The world today is very different than it was in 2010. What I'll point out, too, is that creating a new party requires that a candidate, me, get 3% of the vote. We're a new party. We have the ability to put candidates on in the 2016 elections. And it's not such a stretch, given that only 11% of voters in Massachusetts are Republicans, to see United Independent not be a third party, because this is not a protest. It's a second party.
Well, one or two more quick things. When you are running, are you collecting signatures and doing whatever it is you got to do?
Yeah, I announced back in February. You can start collecting signatures next year.
Okay. Are you going to, despite the party status still being a function of how you do in this election, as you just said, are you urging individuals to run for legislative seats as members of the United Independent Party, so you have some sort of base?
In this race, it's about getting above that 3%
threshold. So it's just about you.
Yeah, and it's about – but it is about more because I believe that if the question is do one out of three voters, which in a three-way race, that's what we're going to be looking at. Mm-hmm. Do one out of three voters agree that we'll be better off if we've got a independent governor that's not tied to the parties and to the interests? Because there's a lot of things that don't work because of the way the interests fund our politics and an independent party.
Why are you doing this? I mean, it's very difficult to run as an independent or even, you know, probably at least as difficult, the United Independent Party. It's a big pain in the neck. You have to run around the country. You got three little kids. You got a job.
Yep.
Why are you doing this?
Well, it's for the reasons I said. The way our politics works today is very, very broken. And I got tired of sitting on the sidelines and saying, someone's going to come that will change this. And I'm a believer that we live in the world we live in because either we make it that way or we, through our inaction, let it get that way. And it's an opportunity to really create something genuine and real and meaningful that can change our political conversation. We are stuck in a rut in our country with this left-right debate that most people don't want to be in. You know, there was a Gallup survey that just came out this week that showed that 60% of voters across the country want an independent party. We did a survey earlier this year with David Palaiologos from
Suffolk.
We found 58% of voters in Massachusetts want the same thing. So this is happening. This isn't an idea that, oh, well, maybe if. This is what's going on in our country. And it's a question of providing that structure and being, for want of a better word, entrepreneurial.
Evan, I don't know if you're a masochist or not. Whatever you are, I think it's good for democracy.
Thank
you're running.
You.
It's good to meet you, and we hope to see you a lot over the next year or so.
I appreciate it.
Evan
thanks
Falchuk.
So much.
Yeah,
thank
so
you
much.
Very much for coming in. Evan Falchuk is running for governor with the United Independent Party. To learn more about his campaign, visit falchuk2014.org. That's falchuk2014.org. Thanks again, Evan, for coming in. When we come back, it's What's Up with Sports Team Doc. Shira Springer from The Globe joins us to go over how many team doctors may have their team's best interests, not the patients, at heart. We'll also get a behind-the-scenes look at covering the Red Sox. That's next on 89.7 WGBH.